This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If any one of us takes a look at our lives, we will come to realize that there is so much that we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, then I will increase you. وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. And if you are ungrateful, then my punishment is severe. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is telling us that if we show gratitude to Him, then the bounties that He has given us will increase. We will have more of those bounties from Him. Why? Because no matter how little a person has, when he looks at the bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given within himself, then that is enough for him to sit and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his entire life. You see, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, He placed systems within us that work simultaneously such that the human being is fully formed and functioning. If we look at the respiratory system and the reproductive system and the mental, the mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, the nervous system and everything else, the skin that a human being has, the breathing that takes place, the eyesight that is there, there are so many different functions that come together to form this complete human being. So simply sitting and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that, if we were to spend our entire lives from the day that we were born to the day that we died, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for even one of those bounties, our thanks would not be enough. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. And you know, if we want to bring this picture into our mind, let us try and take a look at our lives. If someone was to tell us that, how about if I gave you $2 million or $2 billion, would you be happy to take it? Yes, I would be happy to take it. Of course, who wouldn't be? Every one of us would be happy to take it. But if I were to tell you that I will give you these $2 billion, but you will live only for today and tomorrow you will die, then the person immediately says, no, hold on. Right now, I can't take it. I can't accept it. Why? Because your life is more valuable than that $2 billion. If someone were to tell you that I will give you that $2 billion, but give me one eye of yours, none of us, I don't think any one of us would say, take my eye. Why? Because your eyesight is more valuable than that $2 billion. Allahu Akbar. This is why the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, "Man asbaha minkum aminan fi sirbihi." The one of you from amongst you who wakes up and he is secure in his family, mu'afan fi badanihi, and he is completely free of defects, he is okay, no disease, he can walk, he is seeing, eating, drinking, all of that is okay. وَعِنْدَهُ قُوتُ يَوْمِهِ, and he has the food of his day. فَكَأَنَّمَا حِيزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا بِحَذَافِيرِهَا. It is as though the entire world has been gathered for him with everything in it. Allahu Akbar. What is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us? Whoever wakes up in the first place, man asbaha minkum, you wake up and your family is around you. So your family is not dying, there are no bombs raining on them. People, they are secure. Aminan fi sirbihi. You have that security. And mu'afan fi badanihi. He is completely okay in his body, no defects. He hasn't woken up and being diagnosed with cancer, or he hasn't woken up and he can't see. Trust me, there are people who go to sleep able to see and they wake up and they cannot see. Allahu Akbar. You wake up every day, the fact that your eyes flutter open and you can see the image in front of you is the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you know that there is a nerve that is within the sight, or between the eyesight and the brain? If that nerve did not receive a certain nutrient, your eye can see, but the image will not travel to your brain. Allahu Akbar. So your eye is seeing, but simply because the transportation of that picture, the cable, for lack of a better word, is not functioning, you cannot see. Do you see how many bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we have within us? وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. And within yourselves, do you not see? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting us to take a journey into looking at our own bodies. You don't even need to go beyond and say, what is out there? You don't even need to go beyond and say what is out there to understand. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. And if you are to enumerate, if you are to count the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would not enumerate them. Try and count everything that you have. You will not even be able to write it down. You will leave something out. You will definitely leave something out. There are systems in our bodies that exist that we don't even know exist. But if they didn't happen and they didn't work on a daily basis, we would be dead. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So we really need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything that we have. And the last part of that hadith is profound. وَعِنْدَهُ قُوتُ يَوْمِهِ. And He has the food of His day. Just the day. Now, most of us, if we look at this, not only do we have the food of our day, we have the food of the day, the food of the month, the food of the year, the food of 2 years, the food of 10 years. And we are still worried that we don't have enough. We are still saying that, you know what? I wish I had this and I wish I had that. Do you know what really helps a human being? Is to look at what Allah has given him and to not look at what Allah has given others. To not look upwards. You see, what we do, we tend to do as greedy human beings. We only have 60 to 70 years in this world anyways. But what we do as greedy human beings, we look at those who are above. I am driving a Corolla, he's got a Mercedes Benz. Wow, look at what he has. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you a mode of transport. If you looked downwards and you looked at those who are riding bicycles and those who are walking and those who don't have shoes, then you become grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if you are riding a donkey, you are grateful to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Why? Because I have a mode of transport. I have something that takes me from point A to point B. This man is walking, and the man who is walking should be looking at the one who has no legs. Allahu Akbar. So there is so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And we have so much, you know, oftentimes I say, and I think to myself, that if we are to simply go to our freezers in our homes and see what food we have, if we stopped buying food today, then we would probably have enough food to last us 1 or 2 years in the home. 1 or 2 years in the home. There is enough food there. You can survive. You can live. You can actually make it. But we are worried about 10 years and 15 years and 20 years. Yet we don't even know if we are guaranteed tomorrow. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal has blessed us beyond measure. So when we wake up, we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, social media plays a big role in making people ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happens when you open up these apps and you see that man has got a Bugatti and that man has got a house 10 times the size of my house, and the next man's wife looks like this, and the other man, he's doing this and that, he's gone on holiday. We begin to look down on the bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And which one of us goes onto social media and posts the bad parts of our lives. None of us. Nobody wants people to know that we are fighting within the home. Nobody wants the public to know what is happening within the intricate, dealings of the home, the relationships of the home. Perhaps we are at each other's throats for the entire day, and that moment that we took a selfie together, we smiled into the camera. So things were completely upside down, but for that moment, we just put the phone up, took a picture, smiled together, put it up. The whole world thinks our lives are going well, but in reality, there is serious problem. So what you see online on social media is not actually what is happening. People will show you the best parts of their lives. So don't look at them and say, I wish I had what they have. And even if you wish, it is not as though you are going to receive it. You can make dua. You can make a dua of barakah for them. And this is what helps you become more grateful. Make dua of barakah for them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you as well. The angels will be making dua for you as well, saying, and for you as well. So the dua will come from the angels when you make a dua for your brother. And you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless him in that which he has. Then you have made a dua for yourself as well. You see, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if the ummah, وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْأُمَّةُ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. And if the ummah were to gather to benefit you with something, they would not benefit you with that, except if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had written it for you. وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَنْ يَضُرُّوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. And if they were to gather to harm you with something, then they will not harm you except that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written upon you. رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامِ وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفِ. The pens have been lifted and the scrolls have dried. What you are going to receive was written for you before you came into this world. Before you came into this world. So whether you wish for it, want it, pine after it, go crazy for it, if it is not meant for you, it will not come to you. So when you realize this and internalize it, then your heart becomes content. Your heart becomes peaceful. No matter what he has achieved, I know that if Allah has written it for me, I will receive it. If Allah has not written it for me, I will not receive it. That is what really brings about contentment within the heart. And if a person decides to be ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he decides to reject the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over him, then Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says, وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. And if you are to reject, then my punishment is severe. What punishment is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the punishment of the akhirah and the punishment of the dunya as well. Why? Because when you look at the next man, no matter what you have, you can have billions, you will always wish for something more. You are never at peace. So that peace, the removal of it, that in and of itself is a punishment when a person cannot be peaceful. There are people who own everything, but they cannot sleep at night. Why? Simply because another person has that which I don't have. So it becomes a point within the heart where there is complete war within. There is a fight and a tussle with oneself to say, why don't I have? انظروا إلى من هو دونكم ولا تنظروا إلى من هو فوقكم فهي أجدر ألا تزدروا نعمة الله عليكم. Look at those who are beneath you and don't look at those who are above you. So it is more likely that then you will not despise the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. Don't look at what others have. Focus on what Allah has given you. Thank Allah for your health, your wealth, your family, your life, and everything you have. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you contentment and He will bless you in the akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to be content with that which He has given us. And may He grant us the ability to thank Him for that which He has given us. One last thing I would like to mention is that, you see, the person who has contentment in his heart and the one who owns the world, they are the same. They are the same. Why? Because the one who has everything, Allah has given him everything. He has it, so he's happy, he doesn't want anything else. But you can reach that with one feeling, by simply saying, I thank Allah for what I have, and I am happy with whatever He decrees upon me. And you will reach the level of the one who has the dunya and everything that it contains. Why? Because you are now content. No matter what happens in my life, I thank Allah. So you have reached that level in fact. The one who has the dunya and everything within it can still be discontented, can still be anxious. So he can be a poorer man in his heart than you are. You can be richer than him with one feeling, and that is gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the greatest ways of being thankful is to pray your salah every day. To perform your salah as soon as it is time. As-salatu ala waqtiha. When you render that salah, you will become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draw us close to Him. And may Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal accept from us and make us those who are from amongst those who are righteous and pious. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.